Hey everybody, Logan here. If there's one thing that COVID-19 has done to me, it has made me incredibly lazy. Sometimes I have trouble getting motivated to stop procrastinating and finally get to work or exercise or just do something productive. Now, procrastination isn't unique to life during a pandemic, but I don't think I'm the only one who has had to fight the urge to procrastinate more than usual over the past 7-8 months or so. So in this video, I want to share 7 tips that have helped me stay productive and get work done even when I'm not necessarily feeling the most motivated. Tip number one, start small. If you're mostly having trouble getting momentum, right? You're just sitting at home, watching YouTube videos, going through your Instagram feed again, then the first thing I would say is that you should be happy with starting small. Personally, I find that getting started and breaking that cycle of laziness is the hardest step, and that things fall into place after I get over that hump. What I like to do is make a list of everything, maybe not everything, but a list of a lot of things I need to work on. Then I'll pick the quickest or easiest task on that list. This could be anything. It might be as simple as responding to a few emails and then just doing something productive, right? However small, just spending 5 minutes on emails, just being able to check that small item off my list helps me get into a mindset of, okay, now I'm gonna get things done. And once I spend maybe 15, 20 minutes doing these easy but productive tasks, then I'm in a more energetic, dynamic, productive state of mind. Then I'll keep that momentum going and tackle a big thing that I need to get to, but I've been putting off. Some people say, you know what, just start with the big, most difficult things first. I see the value in that. But what I found works for me is if I get started with some little tasks to get me in the right frame of mind, and then once I have that motivation, I will knock off a big to-do item. And here's a little bonus tip when it comes to emails, because I mentioned emails. Adopt the one-touch rule. And by that, I mean, if you can, just touch every email you receive only once. Respond to it and be done. Why spend the time reading it now just to have to reread it tomorrow or next week when you finally respond to it? Tip number two, think of your future self. One thing I found helpful is to remind myself when I procrastinate that all I am doing is hurting future Logan. I'm hurting future me because I know that whatever it is I'm putting off now, I will have to do it eventually. And when I do it eventually, whether that's tonight or tomorrow or next week or next month, I will probably be more stressed about it now because I put it off. If I get an email that I really don't want to respond to right now because it's awkward or, you know, I'll take too much time, I remind myself that it will be even more awkward if I delay responding to this email till next week because I'll have to put it off. And the recipient will wonder why I didn't respond in a timely manner. And it will probably take more time if I put it off because I will have to think of some excuse for why I didn't respond in a timely manner. So next time you're thinking about putting something off, think of the negative impact putting it off will have on future you. Tip number three, don't force yourself to work at the wrong times. Another thing that I've done to help defeat my laziness is to work at the right times. I don't want to be insensitive here. I know that for many people, you do not get to pick when you work, right? If you have to be at your job at a physical location for a certain period of time, you don't have this luxury. And then when you come home, you have to deal with other personal responsibilities, childcare, you know, personal stuff around the house. I get it. So I'll be honest. I'm speaking from a position of privilege here as someone who has the ability to work when he wants to. So don't flame me in the comments. But I do notice that my productivity does increase when I am in tune to my natural rhythms in terms of when I want to work and when I don't want to work. The problem, I think, is that many of us have been programmed to think that, oh, you know, you need to work from 8 in the morning to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. Right? Or at my old job, the job I had before I became an entrepreneur, the company culture there was you had to work all the freaking time. I mean, I pulled plenty of all-nighters there. But hopefully for many people with this pandemic, with more people now working from home and to some degree, right, some more than others, being able to set their own hours, this has highlighted the fact that the usual 9-to-5 job at the office isn't necessarily something that helps us reach our peak productivity. As with anything else, it might work great for some people, right? But 8 hours is a long time to be at work straight. And for me, I know that I'm super productive when I first wake up. I knock out emails, respond to clients, I knock out a daily update video on the channel. That's when I get a heck of a lot of stuff done. I work hard in the morning. Let's say from when I get up at 6 or whatever to maybe after lunch. But then in the afternoon and early evening, that's the time that I really like to clear my mind of work, spend more time with my family, and unwind. So around 5-ish, right, which is a bit early for some people. And until the time we put our son down to sleep, I don't really do a heck of a lot of work. But then after our son's asleep, say around 8 o'clock, I get another burst of productive energy, so I might work a few hours at night as well. I'm not saying this is the perfect schedule. This is just the schedule that works for me right now. And like I said, fortunately, I'm in a position where I can adjust my work schedule to match my body rhythms. I know some of you might not be in that kind of situation, but if you do have the chance to set your own schedule, then I think it's important to notice what the natural rhythms are that your body enjoys, move things around so you can work at whatever time you tend to be the most productive. So just because you're used to the 9-to-5 schedule doesn't mean you have to stick with it forever. And in fact, you might even be able to get more done in less time if you can remove distractions and just set yourself to a few hours of work. Tip number 4, fix your sleep habits. When you're not sleeping well, you won't be able to focus. You're going to be more irritable. You're going to have more trouble with your memory. Personally, if I don't get enough sleep, I get a pretty bad headache and it's very distracting. And obviously, you'll just generally feel a lot better throughout the day when you're on a consistent sleep schedule. This can vary from person to person, but most people need around, 6, 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Some people less, some people more. So it's important to set a work schedule, but it's also important to set a sleep schedule if you want to have more energy during the day. Tip number 5, get some exercise. Now, in the same way that not getting enough sleep can hold you back, a sedentary lifestyle is also going to have some negative effects on your mental and physical health. So, along with the usual benefits like staying in shape, building your muscles, looking good, stuff like that, exercising is also going to increase your energy levels, reduce your anxiety, and improve your overall mood. And of course, exercise is always important, but I think it's even more relevant right now since so many of us are spending long days indoors, not necessarily getting enough sunlight or physical activity. So if you can just get a short jog in at some point during the day, then you're going to be more physically and psychologically prepared to stop procrastinating and get to work. Unfortunately, I did not appreciate the productivity benefits of exercise for a long time. There's a time in my life when pretty much every waking hour, almost, I would be working, right? Because I thought that that is how I maximize productivity. Exercise is a waste of time. But now that I do incorporate physical activity in my day, whether it's going for a run or just playing around the house with my son, those times when I am working are much more productive and I feel way more energized and just get more work done. Tip number 6, put your phone away. One thing I've noticed is that if I have my phone around my workspace, and particularly if it's not on silent mode, I'll get a lot of notifications, and that makes it tough to stay 100% focused on what I'm doing. And then I end up spending more time working than I need to because I'm not giving my work my undivided attention, right? I'm splitting it between the actual work I have to do and some random notification that I don't really need to look at. So whether you just want to set your phone to do not disturb or you want to keep it physically away from you, the important thing is that you don't let it drain your concentration while you're working. And personally, I go even further when I'm working. I turn my computer to do not disturb as well and only check my notifications when I've had a chance to step away. Now that might sound boring. You might be used to working on and off, but once you get into the rhythm, I think you'll be a lot more productive. You'll have a lot more time after work to do whatever you want to do. So you won't necessarily have to be on your phone to distract yourself or something like that. You'll actually be done with the work and have a chance to focus on whatever else you want to do. And another thing about phones that I found has been super helpful for me, don't go to sleep with your phone. When I go to sleep with my phone, I waste time. I waste time before I go to sleep looking at social media or just, reading random stuff on the internet. I waste time when I wake up scrolling through social media, and that time adds up. And moreover, some research shows that if you're looking at screens, like a phone screen, before you go to sleep, you could be compromising the quality of your sleep, which will hamper your productivity even more. So what I do now is I have my phone charger in another room than the room I sleep in. And before I go to bed, I plug my phone into that charger in that other room so I don't have it accessible when I'm in bed. Tip number 7, keep a positive attitude. Okay, the last thing I want to highlight is perhaps the most important, and it's that you need to keep a positive outlook on your situation and try to focus on your accomplishments. Make sure to take time to focus on what you have done instead of only thinking about what you haven't done or what you need to do. That way you'll have something to build on. You'll be carrying on positive momentum, positive energy from day to day, instead of getting stuck in a negative thought loop where you're only thinking about how far you are from your goals, right? You want to be thinking how much closer you are to your goals and how your actions you're going to take today are going to get you closer to achieving them. If you're having trouble getting into that kind of mindset, again, I would say to start small, set a manageable goal today. It doesn't have to be major, but something where at the end of the day, you'll be able to look back on what you accomplished and be proud of yourself. Every day you can carry that feeling to the next day, and it will be a day to build on. And over time, you'll feel like things are getting a little bit easier day by day. I can't necessarily make work easier for you. I can't replace mental health advice or anything like that. So I don't want to sit here in a video and just tell you, hey, you just need to keep a positive attitude, be happy, be bright, be chipper, and everything will work out fine, right? This works for me. I think it can help you make progress if you're having trouble, especially during this COVID-19 craziness and how much of our world as we know it has been upended. But ultimately, even though laziness can be a challenge for everyone, there's a difference between being lazy or procrastinating and having anxiety or depression or another ongoing mental health challenge. If you think you're dealing with something beyond mere laziness, right, which we all get sometimes, right? If you think you're dealing with something beyond that, I would recommend that you seek out some kind of help. And remember, it's really important to stay connected to each other during a time like this. So I hope that everyone watching this is staying safe and healthy and staying connected to friends and family. I want to thank you so much for watching to the end. I really, really do appreciate it. Hopefully you find at least some of these tips useful. And if you did, don't be lazy. Smack the like button below for the YouTube algorithm. I would really appreciate it. Again, I want to reiterate that these are just strategies to defeat laziness that work for me. If there's anything that helps you stop procrastinating, then it would be great if you could leave that advice in the comments for me to see and for everyone else to see as well and learn from you. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.